Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott recently rejected the idea of running as Donald Trump's vice president in the November general election, RadarOnline.com can report. In the latest development to come after Trump indicated that Abbott was absolutely on his short list of potential vice president running mates, the GOP governor insisted that his focus is entirely on the state of Texas. Abbott dismissed the talk of possibly running alongside Trump in November during an interview with 60 Minutes on Sunday night. "Do you want to be Trump's running mate?" the program's host asked Abbott. "No," the Texas governor responded. "Listen, I love being governor of Texas. I can best aid him in my role by being a great governor of Texas." Abbott's response on Sunday night echoed a similar response he provided on Friday shortly after Trump indicated that he was eyeing the Texas governor as a possible running mate. While Abbott acknowledged that the potential offer was very nice of Trump, he insisted that his focus is entirely on the state of Texas. "Obviously, it's very nice of him to say," Abbott told the Texas Tribune on Friday. "But I think you all know that my focus is entirely on the state of Texas." As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Abbott's decision to reject Trump's potential running mate offer came after 2024 GOP frontrunner announced on Thursday that Abbott was absolutely one of the names on his list. Trump also called Governor Abbott a spectacular man who has done a great job. "So he's on the list?" Fox News host Sean Hannity asked during an interview with both Trump and Abbott last week. "Absolutely, he is," the ex-president responded. "He really stepped it up." Trump also suggested that South Carolina Senator Tim Scott was also one of the possible names on the list to run alongside him in the upcoming general election. "Tim, for himself, he was fine," Trump said of his former GOP primary challenger. "He did okay. I mean, he was okay as a candidate, but he didn't want to talk about himself. He's a very good man," the ex-president added. "For me, he's unbelievable. He's a surrogate." Meanwhile, Governor Abbott slammed President Joe Biden during his 60 Minutes interview on Sunday night. The Texas governor slammed President Biden over the ongoing immigration crisis taking place at the southern border. He also accused the 81-year-old president of not fulfilling his oath of office. "It ends very simply, that's with a president of the United States who will actually fulfill their oath of office to enforce the laws of the United States of America. That means denying illegal entry into the country," Abbott charged.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.